Good day, tokers and tokettes and non-toking lovers of liberty. Radical Russ here, backstage at the 25th anniversary Seattle Hemp Fest. And we're here with Danielle from Trailblazin' Productions. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. And, you know, being from Portland, Rip City, Trailblazin' Productions sounds good to me. Tell us about it.
Well, when we take over the world, we're going to buy the stadium down there and the Trailblazers.
Can you rename it back to the Rose Garden, please?
No, it's going to call it the Trailblazin' Stadium.
Okay, I'll take that. Anything better than Moda Center, I'll take that.
No. So we're a licensed grow up in Bellingham. We are an all LED facility. We're sustainably grown with the LEDs and the American-made nutrients. We're pesticide-free and award-winning.
Fantastic. Working in Bellingham, how's it been trying to put the business together, working with the local officials and so on?
So the entire situation has been a total roller coaster. We were the first people to get business licenses inside of Bellingham proper and permits and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So there was really a road to be paved. And we worked with our city permitting center very, very closely, and they were really great. Bellingham voted to approve 502 by 67%, which is a super majority, which means something if you're a politician.
Sure.
So they were great. What we did run into was a lot of like moral resistance, right?
Sure.
A lot of reefer madness kind of stuff. And we just had to really take some time to educate, you know, show up in your pearls and your pumps and show them that like, no, this is who's applying. It's real business now.
That's fantastic. And so you're involved with LED lighting technology. You know, when these first came out, people were saying all sorts of bad things, but lately I've heard this has really improved.
So we picked all of our LEDs. We made that conscious decision in 2014, which like you said, like if you went on all the forums, there was zero information. They didn't even think LEDs could grow cannabis.
Yeah.
And so we definitely rounded up when we dealt with our investors. We're like, oh yeah, this will work no problem. We found some really great lights. We're definitely upgrading those lights. There's some great rebates by Puget Sound Energy. And I know the lighting company in here does it as well. And you can get them really cheap. So our per fixture turned out to be $135 a pop instead of the $2,000 that they retail for.
Wow.
And for us, it's a huge issue to like not be, because we're pesticide free, we don't have any AC. And so the small units that we use for AC, because the rooms don't get very hot, we can clean every single part of them. So we can really just clean the entire room down and we can not have any pest factories inside of our grow rooms.
So the grows here are completely LED then?
Our grow is completely LED at all stages.
That's fantastic. All right, so you're saving a lot of energy there. And as the market has developed here in the Seattle area, what's it been like trying to cope with that level of growth?
It is it's very difficult. I mean, the entire thing is difficult. You've got I used to think that we really had to worry about the illicit market becoming legal because they've all been illicit for so long. And what I'm realizing is it's not. You have to really worry about the people with tons and tons and tons of money who can pay thousands of dollars of lawyers to find every nick and cranny to get around. The people that came from the illicit market are really trying to be legitimate and follow all the rules, and it's really difficult. So we're seeing the rich getting richer, and we're seeing the poor getting poorer, really.
Mm, wow. Well, Danielle, with Trailblazin' and Trailblazin'
Productions.
There we go. It makes me think of a concert company.
Right. It's not green anything. It's not canna anything.
Yeah. That's great. Trailblazin' Productions. If people want to learn more, tell them about your web presence, Facebook, or anything like that.
Sure. We're at www.trailblazin.net. There's no G on blazin'. And we're on every social media, from LinkedIn to Instagram to Twitter to Facebook. You name it, we do it. Google Plus.
Far out. Now, how did you personally, Danielle, get involved in this industry?
Oh my gosh. So I got knocked up about 7 years ago.
Okay.
And my husband and I decided he was going to be the domestic engineer, and he decided that it was better for him.
Okay. So you're the breadwinner.
So I'm the breadwinner. Okay. Well, I was at the time. And then he did what any domestic engineer does, because there's not too much to do the first several months of life. You just kind of feed them and sleep them and change their diapers and keep them alive.
Keep them alive, yeah.
So he did what any domestic engineer would do. He moved the washer and dryer out, and he moved 4 cannabis plants into our laundry room.
I see.
And so we went from 4 cannabis plants to 15 cannabis plants to a couple of different houses to 60 plants in a warehouse, and then he came home with another great idea in 2013, and he's like, let's apply for an adult use permit.
That's awesome.
So that's where we started. Now we have a 20,000 square foot warehouse. We have 20 employees. It's a really amazing transition.
Now, I may be a pot smoker, but I can do math. 7 years, 2016 minus 7.
2009.
Were you worried about that from the perspective of being a new parent or being illegal at the time?
Right. Well, we had medical cards.
Oh, so
medical cards. Okay. So you were really able to have up to 15 plants. So everything was 100% legitimate.
Gotcha. Okay. That's a good thing to hear.
I know, right?
All right. So Danielle with Trailblazin' Productions, thank you for joining us here, and have yourself a great Seattle Hemp Fest.
Thank you so much for having me.